Some people discount America as founded because of slavery. However, the founders created the framework by which it could be uprooted one day, and it was, at a cost of about 700,000 men who died in the Civil War. Meanwhile, slavery was not unique to America. In fact, what is unique were the considerable resources to uproot it in the Western world in general. Fast forward to today. It is estimated that there are more human slaves today in one way or another than there were back then. Some of it is found in the evil practice of child sex trafficking. Well, just in time for July 4th comes a powerful movie exposing this problem, and it's called The Sound of Freedom. And it stars Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. Dr. Ted Baer is the founder and publisher of MovieGuide.org. I like to view him as our man in Hollywood. MovieGuide.org helps provide a biblical perspective on the movies, and he's well aware of this movie, The Sound of Freedom. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we welcome Dr. Ted Baer. Ted, are you there?
It's always nice to be with you, Jerry.
You too.
One of the more astute and brilliant people who are analyzing the world and dealing with the culture. And I love getting your weekly update, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. You're very kind. And you'll have to tell me after the broadcast where to send the $20 bill. Okay, so what
no,
do you know?
No, $20 is no good. There's yeah, inflation. Yeah.
I know. 20, I used to always say, oh, that okay. And 50 cents will buy you a cup of coffee, but that shows you how old that slogan is. Okay, so tell us, The Sound of Freedom. You've been covering this for a while, but I understand. First of all, tell us about the movie itself, and then I want to ask you about some of the difficulties and challenges they had just to bring it to the screen. It's an interesting story.
It's a wonderful movie. It's a 4-star movie. Now, releasing it on the 4th of July, they say they got a vision. I'm afraid that too many people get visions in the church about when they should release. And, you know, we can talk about the whole nature of how you reach a big audience. They were originally going to do it on September 2nd, which was a much better date because nothing else is there. Here you've got Indiana Jones, which is a great movie and talks about Christ and talks about the crucifixion. The Sound of Freedom, Tim Ballard came over to our office a couple of times. He met Alejandro Monteverde and the writer and the director who's I just saw at another screening of one of his movies, and Eduardo, another good friend of ours. These are great filmmakers. They did Bella, which was a beautiful film. And Tim had been involved with Homeland Security, and he had captured a pedophile dealing with sex trafficking, and he found out that the boy had a sister who had also been sex trafficked. And so then he decided that he was going to try to solve that. But Homeland Security was not about to fund all that in the movie. So the next thing that happened is he starts his own organization to go out and start dealing with some of these problems. And it's an exciting, thrilling movie of dealing with this. It's a heavy topic, Barry. So we gave it a -2, which means extreme caution. It's like an R rating, not because there's very little foul language. But it does deal with an extremely heavy topic, so it's not for younger children, because I teach cognitive development theory and media literacy, and I'm teaching right now for this week how to succeed in Hollywood without losing your soul. So I go through all of this, and you've got to be careful what younger children see. But for adults, it is a very good movie coming out at an interesting time, the 4th of July, about freeing these young people from sex trafficking. And the amount of children in sex trafficking is around the world is in the millions. And a lot of them are trapped in the United States, as you probably know more than anybody. I mean, Ballard and other people talk about the number that are picked up at amusement parks. That's sort of the easiest place for people engaging in sex trafficking to find people, kids that are alone, that have lost all their ambition, that are sort of negative and have low self-esteem. So it's a big problem. But anyway, it's an exciting story. It's a good movie, and I recommend it highly for adults, not for children.
What would the age be there? In other words, will you say, how old would you recommend? What's the youngest age a person could be that you would recommend this movie for? I understand your point. It's an excellent point about cognitive development.
Okay, well, we would recommend with the minus two, 17 and up.
Okay.
And we have very clear reasons for 17 and up.
That makes perfect sense.
I was just
sense.
Going through with the class today. The different people have different propensities. And, you know, about 7% of the kids, you've heard me say this, have a propensity to committing violence. That means 93% doesn't think. But about 31% of young people have a propensity to copy the sex that they see. And I show a lot of videos and other things of kids that gotten caught in that lifestyle. Even kids who've gotten trafficked who thought that it would be fun. So it's not fun, and you don't want to get kids that are vulnerable. Now, 70% of the young people are not vulnerable, so they're not going to be in that position. But you don't want to just ignite the propensity, the desire in the heart of some child who has the propensity. And during my class, I have people talk about the most important moment of their life. And one person was talking about his getting addicted to drugs before he came to Christ. And I went through that. So you have, you know, 40% of the kids wanting to use drugs because they want to get away from the world. Anyway, that's a long way of saying be careful. Don't just run out to see it with your teenager because your teenager – and most parents don't know that their teenagers are susceptible – until much later, they come back and say, what happened? In fact, I was with, you know, some of the biggest stars in Hollywood who are Christian telling me that they had raised their children Christian and they'd gone off the deep end. So this happens all the time.
Wow. Ted, you and I go way back. And I remember one time you asked me, and I did, I participated with you in a panel discussion in Orlando in a conference. Now, you do conferences all the time and you speak and at the NRB and things like that. This wasn't the NRB, but the reason I even mentioned this, it was a media panel discussion and I was there representing my employer, D. James Kennedy Ministries, Coral Ridge Ministries. We even had some samples to show of some of our programs, you know, from the Dr. Kennedy program that I've been working on for years and years and still work on. So, all this is a long way of saying the guy that stole the show, other than you, of course, was some movie maker that was involved in the movie Bella. He was the main guy. And he is one of the main makers of this film, although I have to tell you, one is named Monteverdi, like the composer. The other one, it's hard for me to pronounce his name, but it was one of those two guys that was on that panel discussion.
Yeah, it was Eduardo Verastegui.
Yeah, him too. Okay, good.
And Eduardo was actually a big popular music star in Mexico who came up to do movies. And almost the whole team of friends, Leo Severino is a good friend. We used to see each other once a week, so that's how close we were for a while.
But this, say his last name again, Eduardo?
Verastegui.
Verastegui. So anyway, he and his partner, Monteverdi, said, instead of just making movies that would entertain or, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, because people do, you know, people seek entertainment all the time, but they wanted to make movies that make a difference. And in fact, Tim Ballard, I got to see the world premiere of The Sound of Freedom, big difference.
Sound of Music, great movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie too. But anyway, they were in Miami and, all of these guys, including Tim Ballard himself, and Tim Ballard liked to tell the story about how the book Uncle Tom's Cabin pricked the conscience of the nation. And here, this was written by a lay lady by telling the story of what slavery is really like back in the antebellum South. It helped prick the conscience of the nation. And he told the story that when Abraham Lincoln met her, Harriet Beecher Stowe, who actually wrote Uncle Tom's Cabin, he said, oh, there's the little lady that started the big war. That was during the middle of the Civil War. But tell me more about Tim Ballard and his crusade, because they've wanted to make this movie, I understand, for years, and they faced one obstacle after another, even in terms of the distribution of the movie.
Well, Tim, yes, I mean, that's the story. He came into our office. He came in a couple of times. At the same time, he met Eduardo and Alejandro and started working with them. But it's a very hard, you know, I teach how to make great movies. And 3 years ago, probably the best movie that was made, faith-based movie, aired on Netflix, and all my staff saw it. So you've got to see it. So I went to watch it. And at the end of the movie, the producer, the one producer, had taken my class in 2015. And he next thing you know, he's the head of a studio, a Hollywood studio, not one of these.
Well, can you tell me what this movie was that you're talking about?
Blue Miracle.
Okay.
So, you know, and it was number one 9 weeks on Netflix. So you can make movies with serious topics that are compelling and reach a lot of people. I mean, in terms of sex trafficking, there have been a couple of them, including the Black Widow movie, but probably the most famous is Taken, which did a couple hundred million dollars. And that's what it's about, sex trafficking. And, you know, it just hit all the right points. But, I mean, again, the villains are Muslims from Bosnia who are doing the sex trafficking. I mean, it's very blatant about who the bad guys are, and very blatant about who the good guys, and very blatant about rescuing his daughter. So you've got to make it personal. You've got to make it really good. This is a very good movie. I don't think it's going to do $400 million. I think we could have had it distributed at a better time than the 4th of July, because you're dealing with very serious issues in Indiana Jones, surprisingly, that also has it. I mean, look at the movies that were anti-sex trafficking and anti-trans and anti-flamboyant gays this year. They were the biggest movies. I mean, actually, if we watched for the class Super Mario Brothers, that's that Satan trying to take over heaven. He looks like Satan. He's got a lake of fire. You've got, Guardians of the Galaxy, where there's this crazy doctor whose name could be Fauci, who's trans converting these animals and people. And at the end, they get rid of him. He thinks he's God. He has to be told that there is a God. He has to be told that there is a heaven, and they rescue the children. And Fast X is the same thing. So there's a lot of movies about rescuing children. In fact, the beginning of Flash is his rescuing babies from a collapsing. So these themes have made it into major movies. For instance, let's say Super Mario Brothers did $1,200,000,000 at the box office. And all of us in Hollywood is a business. It involves around understanding the business. The average studio puts $50 million into prints and advertising. I know that they've done a lot with Sound of Freedom, but, you know, there's certain things that they could have done. And I wish that we could get them to do that. I just wish that we could get Angel, the guys who started Angel Studios, came into my office and spent a day with me learning about the industry.
Just so you know, we have a 1 minute left. And,
1 minute left. Yeah, it's a great movie, and you should go and see it.
Okay. So, and if more Christians would support this movie, Christians need to vote with their feet too, right?
They do. And when you buy an advance ticket, one of the heads of Fandango came to me and said, you know, we've got a problem because Christians buy these tickets and they don't show up. Theaters make money for the first 2 weeks. All the money goes to the distributor. They make money from the audience. You have to – not only do you have to buy the $10 ticket, which is like a tip to Alejandro and Eduardo, you got to go. You got to actually get into the theater.
And buy that popcorn.
That's it.
All right, Ted. And what do you think about that whole idea of movies that make a difference? 15-second closer.
I think that the biggest grossing movies this year have been anti-trans, anti-devil, explicitly pro-family, pro-Christian, pro-Jesus, including Indiana Jones. So I don't know where you're going to go from there, but those have been the biggest blockbusters.
MovieGuide.org for more information. Thank you, Ted Baer. Always a pleasure.
God bless.